Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I thought I wasn't going to come back. This is Razor Law. I thought I hit the Mega Million and that was it. But here I am with you this evening. Good evening, everyone. It is now Thursday, August the 10th, 2017. You better get your summer on. It's about ready to leave us in a few weeks. Then we're back to September. People are telling me about kids are back to school. I've never heard of it, August 10th, children going to school. But I guess if it keeps them out of trouble, I guess that's a very good thing. Good evening, everyone, and I'm glad we all made it through the week. It's a blessing just to be here to start another day, which is great. The topic this evening deals with the issue of domestic violence. Everyone says that October is the domestic violence month. I don't think domestic violence should just be a specific month in terms of awareness, and it should be a national crisis. The reason why I talked about the topic of domestic violence is because I heard some alarming statistics about domestic violence cases. And then I started looking it up and researching it and understanding that it is an incredible crisis in dealing with violence in the home and family violence, household violence, boyfriend-girlfriend violence. And I say this because of our daughters. I remember, and again, this show was to provide, someone told me this week they were going to do things that would provide education. I've been doing this for years. I'm still doing it. I am going to continue to provide the community with information that will educate you, uplift you, and provide valuable information to your family. So we're going to have various topics. And down the road, we hope to expand what we're doing as we're getting more listeners. We want to expand what we're doing and bring in more people, and just have a whole lot of information for you so that you will be able to protect yourself and your family. You know, we hope we have a family based on the war of the world, words between our president and, of course, the North Korean prime minister or president. You know, every day is a blessing. Not sure what's going to happen, but the war of the world words are incredible. So it's important because I ran across some stats and statistics about issues involving domestic violence. So each show I'll dedicate just a line or a sentence or two about some information about domestic violence. Why am I talking about it? Because more young women, and we're talking about our daughters, we're talking about letting our daughters understand what domestic violence is. It's like any addiction. If you're not aware of what it is, you don't know when you're wrapped up in it. You know, for example, I recall meeting this young lady when I was at a seminar, and how she talked about, you know, when she was dating some young man, how he locked her in a room, you know, beat her up, you know, that sort of thing. And she was only like 15, 16 years old. There are plenty of statistics that show that women, that it's a crisis regarding violence against women, and that the most important thing is teenagers have to understand, because that's where it could be worse, and it could be the beginning if they're not aware of what intimidation is and what exactly is domestic violence. These are things that our young teenage women may not express to the parents because of their shame and not understanding and wanting to. I mean, I watched the Dr. Phil show where a woman stayed with a young man
I mean, he was beating her so badly. You know, I was going to say something, but we're on the blog as what I would do. But he was beating this young woman, you know, and part of it is she would hit him, and, you know, and then he would beat her back. And, you know, the situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna spread a little bit of highlight, although we don't know really all the facts of that scenario, highlights the fact that young women are more likely to have a violent experience, a violent relationship. That is your teenage daughters that would experience a violent relationship. And that's your sons that are engaged in violence. So we have to tell our sons, and you know, people always say, well, what if the girl, young lady hits him and walk away, leave, go, and don't come back. But we cannot have a scenario in which what happened in the Chris Brown scenario, allegedly Rihanna hit him and then he beat the hell out of her. That's not how it's supposed to work. If that happens and there's an attack, you retreat if you are able to, and you leave the situation and you leave the person. Domestic violence, and like I said, my concern is that it happens on the college campuses, and it's something that we need to talk to our children. It happens in gay and lesbian relationships, in that genre. It's not reported because of other stigmas. So oftentimes when there is a domestic violence issue, it's not reported because of various issues of shame and guilt and I started it and all this other stuff. So what is domestic violence? They have the definition, which is what we go by now. Any abusive, violent, coercive, forceful, or threatening act or a word inflicted by one member of a family or a household. It can also be a boyfriend. I throw that in there. That is constitute domestic violence. Most important thing is to understand doesn't have to be actual force use. We're talking about threatening act, a word inflicted, constant abusive words to degrade you, telling you part of it is where does it start? And that's why with young people who are not educated on how to handle certain situations, it may be more prevalent among younger people, because their feelings are raw. They are, you know, in love or whatever it is. And family members may not even know that their daughters or their children are involved in a violent relationship, because they may never, ever tell you that they were beaten up or locked in a room or this particular person was very abusive towards, you know, their family member. You've never seen it. And, you know, this is a crisis, and particularly I'm concerned about young people. They call it the most unreported crime. Domestic violence is threats, force, coercive violent behavior, abusive behavior is domestic violence, and that is a recognized crime. And that is important. I'm going to throw in there that even boyfriends, even though they're not a part of the family, you know, although the domestic violence pretty much, you know, they may not be related, blood related, throw that into the domestic violence because that is important. To know that it can be a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, but it is violence, and it becomes, if it's not dealt with, it becomes very, very psychological. The act of violence becomes part of the psychology. And many women, and I used to try and work and deal with these types of cases, and pretty much the women are intimidated in a lot of ways, particularly women are intimidated because their significant others, and it happens, let me just say this, it crosses all lines of education. Just because you're poor, it doesn't mean you're no different than anyone who has wealthy financial means. Domestic violence is football players. You've seen them. These guys got millions and millions of dollars. You've seen it among various other high-profile individuals that you know, have a whole lot of money. A la Rihanna and Chris Brown. They say that relationship was always volatile. Why did she stay? Why did he stay? But why did she stay? She is a poster child for a lot of young women who don't really understand what it is. The first hit is a shock. The second hit, you try to defend yourself. The third hit, you're just getting used to it. So this is some of the things that happens, and it's psychologically battering against the self-esteem. So if you have a conversation, your daughter is dating or is about to date, this is a conversation you have to have so they recognize what this is about. Now, why do I say this is important? Why do I say we should have these discussions? Why do I say, with your daughters? Let's see what we're talking about. These are some of the facts on domestic violence. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women between the ages of 15 and 44 in the United States. More than car accidents, muggings, rapes, and other crimes combined. So what we're talking about, once again, let's hear that one more time. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women between, let's hear this one more time, and if you can write it down and put it up on the wall, between the ages of 15 and 44 in the United States. That in and of itself is a crisis, and that's something that we should be looking at. To 4 million women, another statistic, 3 to 4 million women in the United States are beaten in their home each year by husbands, ex-husbands, or male lovers. One woman is beaten by her husband or partner every 15 seconds in the United States. So when we talk about domestic violence, those are the shocking statistics that we must share. And I'm going to post it on my Facebook page to remind women of the kinds of the level of violence and how much of a crisis this is, and how much it is important that we begin to take it a little bit more seriously, and not just every October. And these conversations have to be taken up with your sons, and of course your daughters, in terms of what to do if your boyfriend hits you. What do? You tell somebody. That's number one. And then you leave early in the relationship, because the longer you stay, the continuing of the battering continues, and it gets worse and it doesn't get better. So, and also, we also recommend highly, if you believe any loved one or person that you care about is a victim of domestic violence, you'll certainly want to recommend that they, especially if it's your child, you want to recommend therapy. You want to recommend potential any type of treatment for this person. And, of course, the most important thing, if need be, you go to the authorities. You do your best to protect make sure the police know about what's going on. Report any type of violence. Make a record to the police department. Those are important things. They have domestic violence police officers now. If need be, get an order of protection. It's, you know, and then what we hear is, I remember on Dr. Phil, I saw a show, the woman said she really loves him and it's not his fault. And, you know, she's the one that provokes the violence. I mean, you know, this is all craziness because you should just leave. If it gets to that point, it has a lot to do with self-esteem. So parents, you actually have to get your daughters into things that build their self-esteem, leadership roles, where whatever the event is that they're partaking in, that provides leadership roles to help boost their level and their self-esteem. All of those things become important. What did they say? Number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan and Iraq is 6,614. The number of women in the same period killed as a result of domestic violence in the United States is 11,766. These are women that are dying, period. And there are more women that die in this country than the troops have killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's what they're saying. And that alone should be an outcry from our communities, because that's internal. That is not a police officer doing it. It's not a, you know, this is not the police doing it. This is inside family, familiar people, et cetera, et cetera. So the most important, the other part of it is that, you know, you have to get your daughters to the point of some level of independence. Because of the fear of leaving, you fear that you don't have enough income. You don't have enough income to leave. You have children, and you don't have the ability to, you know, have your children taken care of, supported. It's misplaced love. All of us have I've had a relationship where it was totally dysfunctional at a certain point in time. But in the beginning, it seems like the person was totally over in love to the point that it was an obsession, to the point that it was misplaced love and clearly abusive. In terms of the overbearing and just all kinds of not physical threats, but I call it mental torture. And of course, we've all seen that, and that's not how. And I credit my being able to recognize that because of the self-esteem that you have. And it is important that we all understand that this violence is about control. It's obsessive. It's irregular. It's not right. And it's basically criminal behavior. And that's what you have to understand. It's criminal behavior. So why are we talking about it? Because I go back if you're not shocked, more women are killed than enemy combatants in Afghanistan or Iraq. Is that shocking? Is that shocking? One in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. Really? One in four women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime. 1.3 million women are victims of physical assault by an intimate partner each year. Most important part of this is that the numbers are, I mean, when I heard about, and I knew the numbers were high, but I don't need to just talk about this on one particular show. I need to begin to make sure these statistics are on every show on my website to talk about the number of workplace violence incidents in the United States annually by an intimate partner. Assaults at the job, assaults at the workplace are 18,700. One in four women are victims of domestic violence. Partner violence, one in three. So the most important thing is that, you know, we have to know that these are, okay, they have another statistic, increase in the likelihood that a woman will die a violent death if a gun is in the home. So, you know, you have police officers, you have people with weapons, they're predicting that the likelihood of a woman being killed and the number of women killed by spouses who were shot by guns, you know, those are high. So, you know, we have to take a look at this and say, wow, this is something that we should focus on, you know, and that we should look at, and like I said, our children are going off to school and going off to college, and that they have to know that the situations that they're going to be in, and they have to understand a battering incident is rarely an isolated incident. Battering tends, let's look at what they're talking about. They're saying battery occurs among people of all races, ages, socioeconomic classes, religion. It doesn't matter. A violent person engaged in violence against a spouse is the same whether he's rich, poor, or black, or white, or whatever. Battering incident is rarely an isolated incident. Battering tends to increase, become more violent over time. If you find that your daughters and your sons, or particularly daughters, are being pulled away and isolated from the family, that is also a sign of potential abuse, a sign of the possibility that she is living or in a relationship that could be a sign of domestic violence. Now, the most important reason why we have to pay attention and stop, and we as mothers, as godmothers, as aunts, uncles, men, women, why we have to pay attention to this when our children are engaged. If it's your son hitting a young lady, then you must deal with it. If it's the child that's being battered and needs psychological counseling and helping and places to go, then you must deal with it, but it must be dealt with on both angles. Battering, many batterers learn violent behavior growing up in an abusive family. They say 25% to 45% of all women who are battered during pregnancy. So all of these are statistics that we pretty much know, and therefore this is a topic that I will make sure is on the forefront of when I talk about it, and hopefully we'll continue next week Thank you for joining Razor Law, and have a good week.